All right, the second to last talk in the 10th HPC Dev Room at Potsdam is by Edgar on MPI Bind.
We saved the best for last. Edgar Leon, Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. I work for Livermore Computing, which is the institution that, or the organization that fields the supercomputers at the laboratory, and we are currently hosting the fastest supercomputer in the world. I will talk about MPI Bind, a library that maps applications onto supercomputers. To begin, HPC users face complex architectures. On one hand, you have applications with different requirements, so they need portability, at least at the laboratory and other institutions. We need applications that run not only on one architecture, but on multiple architectures, and we want our application developers to be productive, particularly when they move across architectures, across vendors. And we want them to be able to extract a significant percentage of the peak performance of the architecture. And so here on the screen, I have several of recent architectures, including the AMD MI300A, which I will go into a little bit more detail. But there is also the NVIDIA architectures and others. So to give you a closer look at how these architectures look like, this is the node topology of the AMD MI300A, which is the heart of the El Capitan supercomputer at Lawrence Livermore. And this is the top super at the moment in the world. On the right-hand side, they have a picture of the MI300A chip. And you can see that it's composed of multiple chiplets. So you have six accelerator chiplets. Those are the ones that I highlighted. And then you have the three CPU chiplets, which are not highlighted here. And then you have HBM memory on the sides. One of the key characteristics of this chip is that you have a single memory, right? So you have this memory that is shared, physically shared, between the CPU and the GPU. So this is different than other architectures where you have CPU memory and then you have GPU memory and then you have to be moving data back and forth, right? So a key distinguished characteristic there. So on a compute node of El Capitan, we have four of these, right? And so you have the four quadrants here. And the three CPU chiplets show like this. So you have eight cores per CPU chiplet, and you have two hardware threads per core. Each, as I said, each APU has its own memory. And here is the GPU, and it also has a network interface controller as well. And again, just to highlight that this memory right here is shared between the CPU and the GPU. And so when you think about mapping applications onto this architecture is not easy. I'm going to give you another example. So here we have the computer architecture of the Frontier supercomputer at Oak Ridge National Lab, which should be, I guess, number two on the top 500 at the moment. And so, you know, again, it's not easy. Here, for example, the GPUs are local to an L3 cache as opposed to the MI300A, which the GPUs are attached to sort of a NUMA domain. And what could this type of architecture, like where you're trying to port your applications onto these machines? Well, one of them, if you have multiple hardware threads per core, you could be mapping your processes onto each hardware thread rather than to a full core. So you would be getting like half of the performance that you're expecting. You could be launching multiple GPU kernels and they are being mapped to a single GPU, right, as opposed to multiple GPUs. You could have, let's say that I have tasks on this chiplet right here. And instead of launching to my local GPU, I could be launching to a remote GPU. If you notice, GPU 0 is here, not here. This is GPU 4, right? So if you think that you're going to be using GPU 0 here, well, then you're using this one over here. And so it will be much more expensive to use that GPU. So again, it's not easy to map these applications, particularly if you have MPI processes, if you have OpenMP threads, if you have GPU kernels, then you have to be very careful about how you map things onto the architecture. So with that in mind, we created MPI Bind, which is a mapping algorithm to take your application onto the hardware. It does the mapping automatically for a user so that they don't have to think about all these things that I talked about. And the three design principles of MPI Bind is it focuses on the memory system. I think that was key, particularly at the beginning, that most of the mapping and affinity algorithms, they were looking at the compute elements regardless of the memory system. I think now they're coming up to speed, like Slurm and so on, but particularly at the beginning, MPI Bind was the only one that was really looking at the memory system. It focuses on locality, right? So it's going to give you local resources. It won't give you a remote GPU, and I'll tell you why that is.